Estevan. Lots of football games were served up in Estevan from Friday to Sunday as part of the annual football weekend in Estevan. All five levels of the sport had an opportunity to showcase their skills. All games were played at the Dana Quisence Memorial Field at Woodlawn Athletic Park. The Estevan Comprehensive School Elects lost 86-0 to the Yorkton Regional High School Gritters Friday night. Yorkton led 58-0 at halftime and added several more scores in the second half, including three defensive touchdowns. Elects head coach Mark Schott said Yorkton is likely one of the top teams in the province and they forced the Elects into many mistakes and turnovers. Yorkton made us pay for our mistakes as they scored on multiple interceptions, recovered fumbles deep in our territory, and followed up with scores immediately after those fumble recoveries. The Elects will look to bounce back Friday night in Weyburn. Three games for Penta Completions Estevan minor football teams were played Saturday in Estevan, starting with the Estevan Coldwell Banker Choice Real Estate U-12 Chargers, who dominated in the second half on their way to a 58-27 victory over the Moose Jaw Spartans. Moose Jaw led 21-13 at halftime, thanks in large part to two touchdowns in 12 seconds midway through the second quarter, one coming on an offensive drive and the other on an interception return for a touchdown. Estevan scored on their opening drive of the second half and rattled off 39 unanswered points to take a 52-21 lead. Each team scored once in the final minutes of the fourth quarter. Coach Matt Skell was pleased with the effort, a week after losing 28-12 at home to the Moose Jaw Lions. "I told our offensive line, at halftime, that we haven't really performed the last couple of games to the potential that I see in practice," said Skell. The offensive line, particularly Mason Lassie and Cam Locken, was great in the second half, while running backs TJ Thompson, 5 touchdowns, and Waylon Manti, 4 touchdowns, had big games. "We actually opened up the air attack here today. We had, I believe, 3 passing touchdowns today by Ryder Manti, who stepped in at quarterback," said Skell. Nash Faber had a strong game defensively, and everyone on both sides of the ball came to play in the second half. "We were making it tough for those guys all game, and I'm proud of all of those defensive players. I know I run the defense, but I'm really impressed with Coach James Hagsman and Austin Haukness, and how they run that defense." The Chargers' next game is September 27 at 5:30 p.m. against the Weyburn Ravens at Woodlawn. The next game was between the Estevan Lions Club U-14 Oilers and the Swift Current Steelers, a game Swift Current won 29-0. The game was called after three quarters because of a series of injuries for the Oilers that left them with 20 players. Coach Paul Duncan was pleased with how they played up to that point. "Their tenacity was amazing. We played against a team that was more physically capable than we were, but with size, numbers and their just sheer physicality of how they played, our team kept going in for the fight every time," said Duncan. "They were really strong, especially on defense, while the offense had a good effort. Since the team has 12 players on the field at a time, the Chargers decided to halt the game at the end of the third quarter to prevent any further injuries. We can run kids two ways, but at that point in time, with us already having a smaller roster, there's not a lot of kids who had opportunity to play in the spots they would have to go play in, which would set them up for more opportunity to possibly be injured," said Duncan. The Oilers' next game is September 24 at 3 p.m. against the league-leading Moose Jaw Vikings at Woodlawn. Then they will host the Weyburn Ravens on September 27 at 7:30 p.m. Duncan said a few players are expected to return against the Vikings, and a new player has joined the team. "They are still accepting players." The action concluded Sunday with the Estevan Canet Club U-18 Viragos facing the Yorkton Gritters in a female football game. Yorkton won 70-0, but Mark Tribigger was still pleased with the team's performance, especially defensively. "They just got tired out from not being able to get off the field," said Tribigger. Amanda March played her first game at middle linebacker and had a great game, he said, and Lily Hauber played well, too. "Yorkton is going to be one of the best teams in the league this year. Their defense is stellar and they have some good players on offense, too. Their next game against Regina will be a better measuring stick of where the Viragos will be this season. Quarterback Sarah Greening played well but couldn't connect with the receivers. On special teams, they didn't allow any scores, which was a relief after last season. The weekend concluded with the U10 Jamboree on Sunday, with the host Estevan Power Dodge Cudas split into two teams, and they were joined by three teams from Weyburn and three from Moose Jaw. The field was divided in four sections with four mini-games. The Estevan teams had a scrimmage against each other, and each team had a game against a Weyburn team and a Moose Jaw team. All players tried hard and had a fun time, said coach Kevin Mortensen. Mortensen said he has seen a lot of strides in the kids' games this season. It's a great feeling knowing these kids are eager to be down on the football field and eager to play and learn a new sport. These kids are going to go right through high school and hopefully farther in football, said Mortensen. The Cudas still have jamborees in Weyburn and Moose Jaw before the season is finished.